Constellation. Hello, and welcome to Soulful Wildflowers, a podcast where we explore topics and modalities to help raise your vibration, strengthen your internal guidance system, and your connection with self. I'm Carrie, a writer, emotional wellness coach, empath, and explorer of spirituality. My goal is to awaken the lightworker inside of you by discussing topics you may have previously thought out of reach. So welcome to Woo Woo 101, a down-to-earth approach to spirituality. As Dolly Parton once said, wildflowers don't care where they grow. So no matter where you are in your awakening, years in, or just starting to explore, you're exactly where you need to be. We're so grateful you're here and can't wait to grow with you. So welcome. This is another episode of the Soulful Wildflowers podcast. My name is Carrie Fox. And as you can see, today I am joined by two beautiful ladies. Welcome Tiffany, who is a certified Reiki energy healer, sound practitioner, and spiritual coach. And Victoria, who is an Akashic Records reader, breathwork facilitator, intuitive energy healer, and both of you are mamas. And together you cultivated Spirit Mamas, where you're a community of loving, beautiful, energetic beings who show up to life perfectly imperfect. So welcome to the show, ladies.
Thanks for having us, Carrie. We're happy to be here.
Yay. This is a round of applause. I need a soundboard.
I love it. It's like every time we hear our intros, I always laugh because I feel like we're always adding like comma and.
and. No, that's fantastic though. It shows how well-rounded you are and shows where your interests are as well, which is super fun.
That's good. Not my Gemini energy of wanting to do 10 million things at once.
Awesome. So, you know, I'd love to hear you ladies, Spirit Mamas we were talking about this a little bit earlier. It's like right up my alley. It's talking all about motherhood and spiritual awakening that occurs during motherhood. But I'd love to hear a little bit about your own stories and maybe how you ladies met and decided, you know, we bring spirit, you know, birth Spirit Mamas in your own right and bring it together and what that journey was like for you.
Yes. So hi, everyone. I'm Tiffany. As Carrie mentioned, I'm a certified Reiki healer, sound healer, intuitive, and all the woo-woo things. And for me, Carrie, I have been having like premonitions and kind of connected to the spiritual realm since around the age of 8. And I kind of hid it in the closet for many, many years. And when I met Victoria, my first son, Logan, who is now 12, was around the age of, I would say, 5 or 6. And just bringing him into this world and bringing him through the portal of birth just really reminded me that I needed to tap into my true gift, which is being an intuitive and, you know, being a healer. And so I started to ask myself, like, what is my purpose here this lifetime? And through many journeys of the spiritual awakening, I realized that I was a healer and I was really drawn to doing Reiki. Fast forward, Victoria and I, we worked together for many years and then we in corporate America, and then we both quit our jobs and went on to something else. And we were pregnant at the same time with my second son, Lennox, who is now 2, he'll be 3 in August. And Victoria was having her first, Sebastian, and they're just a few months apart. And we kept in contact. And during this journey, I had become a certified Reiki healer. And I would go to Victoria and give her sessions. And she started kind of leaning into her spiritual journey. And when we had Sebastian and the Lennox, we just were like, hey, how can we give back to moms and also remind our children of their power? And bam, we have Spirit Mamas. And Victoria tells the story so much better than me because she like, you know, I think I was the one who was like, we should call it Spirit Mamas. And she looked at the name and it was just like a go from there. But this journey has been amazing. And the fact that we've built this beautiful community of moms and women to support one another on this journey is just amazing. So that's kind of my story and a sprinkle of our story. And Victoria, I'll let you conclude it.
I love that. It's crazy to think it'll be 2 years soon that we've been on this journey together, because it feels like a lifetime, but also the blink of an eye. So hi, everybody. I'm Victoria. I think Carrie already introduced me so well. I'm a mama to Sebastian, who's 2.5, and I'm currently pregnant with our second, about to pop like any second now. And I can absolutely say that becoming a mom is what started this journey for me. If you had met me even 5 years ago, like the fact that I am part of a business called Spirit Mamas, you just would laugh and be like, yeah, right. Like whatever. But I think, as Tiffany said, becoming a mom in that portal of birth really made me question so many things. Did I want to stay in corporate America? Did these dreams that I had for so long really fulfill me? And were they the dreams that I still wanted? And I think the beautiful thing that we always share with our community is that you can change whenever you want. You can change from day to day, from minute to minute, from second to second if you want. And that's totally okay, because that's why you're here on earth, is to grow and evolve and learn. And it's totally fine to play in that, right? And shift in that energy. And so birthing Sebastian really shifted my energy. And I had found the Akashic Records after a miscarriage in 2018. So before Sebastian, you know, we had, I don't want to call it a blip in the road, but I feel like it definitely put me on this path. And I truly believe actually that this soul that I'm now carrying is that same soul that was really just helping guide me, you know, a few years ago, and that I'm going to learn so much when he comes earthside. But it allowed me to find the Akashic Records, which those that don't know are really just an energetic frequency. And it sounds super woo woo, but you're constantly emitting this frequency at all times. And I like to think of it as a music note. So I'm just tapping into your particular music note in the orchestra of all the music notes that everyone is emitting. And it connects me to your ascended masters, any teachers, any loved ones that want to come through. And the cool thing is that anyone can do this. I teach moms to do this all the time, because it's tuning you into your own spirit team, but also your own internal guidance. And so that was really very healing for me after the miscarriage, to know that I had this tool that I could tap into that made me feel empowered, that made me feel like there was a purpose in this sad thing that happened in my life. And so, you know, as Tiffany said, we form Spirit Mamas together. We still work in corporate America currently, but the goal is to move away from that. And we started out really just, yeah, exactly. I'm like, please,
I hear you.
We're manifesting it. It's going to happen. But you know, we both at first were like, let's just give our gifts to the world. And so we only really offered kind of like separate one-on-one services. And slowly we found that there was magic when you brought women together. So we have full moon circles that we hold every single month. And then we have special containers like Healing the Mother Wound and Healing the Sacred Feminine that we now hold quarterly. And I just am still blown away by when you bring women together to be vulnerable together, to share, to just cheer one another on, the energy is infectious and unlike anything I've ever felt before. And we realized then that we were onto something, that, you know, moms, especially during the crazy times of COVID, we're really isolated, right? And it was nice to be able to say, here's an hour for myself that I can come and be with other moms who just get me and get what I'm going through. And we like to say we're like the real mom friends that you like actually want to hang out with, you know, not the ones that like you're stuck
How's
with.
How's the weather today?
You're friends with them. Yeah. And so to see this community blossom has really been just amazing. These women, they're so powerful and they inspire both of us every day to be our best selves. So they help us as much as we help them. And it's been really awesome to watch it unfold.
So beautiful. I feel like there are just so many different avenues we could take this conversation. Like my brain is just like, I get excited, but I want to step back when Tiffany, you were talking a little bit about your journey and how at 8 years old, you recognize that you had these gifts, this ability to kind of tap in and navigate right through unseen information, right? That's the best way I can say it, is like, you know, but you don't know how, you know. And I love the fact that you're saying, you know, not only are you healing yourself on this journey, but you're giving your children space to explore this in a way that is like no longer suppressing. For me personally, growing up, the word sensitive, like I was labeled as a sensitive my whole life, which taught me to shut everything down. And now to be on the other side of this and recognize that I now have sensitive children as well. And I'm like, wild and free. Like you have emotions, you express them, you tell people how you feel. And it makes grownups so uncomfortable. Like it makes so many people uncomfortable. And I'm like, I'm not shutting it. Like, I'm not
good. Right, you're these like, I'm taking up space finally. Like, yes, I'm not apologizing for it. Good.
Exactly. And it's so amazing to me how much we can learn from children too, when we watch them interact with each other, interact with adults, and be just so expressive in who they are. So I'd love to talk a little bit more about that and your thoughts about allowing children today to really, like you're saying, Victoria, take up space.
Yeah. So that, to be honest, like that was the key, that was the light bulb that went off in my head for me with my oldest son, because as he approached that age of like 5 and 6 and started interacting with other kids and being at school away from me, it reminded me of when I was younger and how I suppressed everything I was feeling and how I was told, like, you know, no, that's like the devil, because I grew up like in the Christian church, and being, you know, African-American, the Christian church is just like, you stick to this one thing, go to church every Sunday, you don't do this. But I had a grandmother who would read my palm on my dad's side. She would read my palm. She would do what I think now was some form of Reiki healing on me, because she would put her hands on me whenever we were sick. And as Logan, my oldest, was getting older, and he is sensitive, both of my kids are definitely tapped in, and he would come home and just be really emotional about certain things. And I just wanted him to express who he was, but also remember the power that he held within. So we started doing like affirmations when he was younger, and just making sure on the ride to school, he was fueling himself up with these powerful words of whatever he wanted to be that day. And now that he's 12, he can tap back into that on his own. And if he's having a bad day, I'll catch him in the hallway mirror, just like giving it to himself, you know, giving himself power.
So awesome.
Yeah. So it's just beautiful. And I just know, you know, like you, Carrie, like you just, everybody's like suppressing you when you're growing through this spiritual journey. And I think we're all tapped in, but so many of us just kind of put it on the back burner. And it's just like, mm-hmm. No, that can't be what I'm seeing, feeling, hearing. Who am I talking to? And I just wanted my kids, I mean, it's amazing the things that me and Logan can talk about right now. Like the other day he was like, Mom, did you just see that sign change? And he saw something, and then as soon as he blinked, it was something else. And I truly believe, you know, how you hear about the Mandela effect, that definitely happened to me when I was younger. I was definitely in another realm, and then now I'm here, and I feel like it's happening to him. But to watch him and him feel so comfortable talking to me about it is just beautiful to me.
That's amazing. And just think about, you know, as I'm sure as you felt as a child, the fear that came with like not understanding it and not having somebody you could go to help walk you through it, the fear that you're eliminating by saying, okay, let's talk about this. Tell me what you experienced, and not like being, you know, I mean, you can tell a lot of people have a hard time like removing the feelings from their face. And so you can tell when a grown-up is like super uncomfortable about a topic, and I'm just like, give it to them. No, but I think it's amazing that you give them a safe space to express and explore what they're experiencing. And then also, you know, just imagine like your 12-year-old talking to other kids about, well, in my house, you know, this is what we do, and that kind of becoming more normalized.
Exactly. And that's what he does now. Like he literally, we were in Chicago visiting family, and one of my friends owns a crystal shop, and he took my little cousin to the back, and I guess he was doing Reiki and stuff. And the little cousin runs out and he's like, Mom, Logan was opening my third eye. And I was like, but I was like so shocked, but so surprised and so happy at the same time. Cause I'm like, oh my God, he sees what I'm doing. And this is amazing. So it's just beautiful. And I think with my youngest, Lennox, recently I was told that my grandmother, who passed away about 2 years before he entered this world, is like with him all the time. You could see in his demeanor and everything when she's with him and they dance around and stuff. But recently he goes, yeah, so I was watching this movie with my three friends, Emma, Lulu, and Mary. Well, I know Emma and Lulu, and I'm like, well, who's Mary? And Logan goes, what's Mary's last name? And he goes, Gigi, which is what the kids call my grandmother. And he's made references to her with in like pictures he can point her out and things like that. And instead, and I got chills and I could have been like, no, like don't, but I was just like, let's talk about this some more. What does she look like? What do y'all do? Because I know he's connected to her and I want him to always have that connection. So it's beautiful.
That's so amazing. I love that. I also chills, which is for me, I get chills when it's like just confirmation, right? Like that you're connecting with what's being said and that, you know, the validation that there's accuracy in it. Obviously it's your own story, so there's accuracy in it, but it's just connecting with it. I just so beautiful.
And I think too, we talk a lot about the fact that, you know, trauma doesn't have to be this like trauma with a capital T for you to be carrying it with you. So like as a young child to not be believed or to be told you're too much or your emotions are not accepted, you carry that with you for a long time, you know? And I think the more that we allow them to express that, the less they're going to carry with them in the future, which is a beautiful thing. Because Tiff hears me tell this story all the time, like a little girl on the playground who didn't know any better in elementary school told me I thought that I was all that. And I carried that with me like it was a bad thing for the longest time, you know? And like, and my husband always laughs. He's like, you always tell this story. And I'm like, but it really affected me. And I didn't realize until I unpacked it as an adult that, you know, her words, even though she didn't mean them, you know, in any type of way, like made me feel small and made me want to hide who I really am, you know? And even like interactions with teachers as we do like energy clearing with some of our, you know, participants sometimes, the memories that come up are like really small little things that have happened that have stuck with them. One of them was like a teacher fussing at me while I was sick. And it's like, I never would have thought that like, again, that would carry and make me feel small or make me feel less than, but it did. And so I think, you know, there's just something to be said that like those small moments, we don't know what's going to affect our child later in life or what they're going to remember and carry with them. So I think it's just important for moms to know, like, it doesn't have to be this big thing that like feels life-changing. It can feel life-changing in a small moment too.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I think, you know, when we're talking about like mother wound in particular, like there's this assumption that when we're talking about, like you're saying, trauma and wounds in general, is that it is this very dramatic, like there was abuse or there was, you know, drug and alcohol involved, or, you know, it can be as little as somebody telling you you're too sensitive, right? And then you shutting everything down. So you were no longer sensitive, because basically what you were hearing is that it's not safe to be sensitive. It's not safe to be, to show your emotions, to show your feelings. And so you start shutting those things down. I actually had an experience this past week where I experience extreme anxiety, and it's something that I've navigated through my whole life. And I had even with all the woo-woo tips and tricks and meditation, and I still navigate through it. And I was doing something as simple as trying to exchange my phone, which the screen cracked and I needed to get a new phone, but the options, I got overwhelmed with the options and I had a panic attack in the store. And I don't know why I'm sharing this, but I think it's that, you know, it stems, those, that anxiety stems from like being told to stay very small, to not be seen, and then overthinking through everything. It's not, you know, purposeful. The hurt isn't purposeful. And I think a lot of times we associate when we're talking about mother wound and trauma that it, you know, somebody was purposefully trying to hurt you. And I think many times that's not the case. I have no ill will towards my parents. They did the best they could with what they knew. And that's another thing. Like they raised us, this, you know, this generation, the way they were raised, because they didn't know any better. And like, thank God we have so many resources at our disposal, like podcasts and, you know, all these different social media outlets where we can consume information and discern for ourselves what feels best for us. So it's, you know, a beautiful place to be able to start navigating your life in a way that you can make better choices. And that's something that I say very often is like, we're just trying to be better than we were yesterday. Like there's no superhero action trying to be taken here. Like little baby steps is what we're going for.
Exactly. And it's all going to add up. I mean, we say, if you have a mother, you have a mother wound. You know, I love my mother. She's an angel. She's here watching my son right now. Like she, I love the way that you say that. It's like, she did the best she could with what she had. And so we just take little steps forward every day. And it's interesting as we do this mother wound work, you know, I feel closer to her than I ever have. And I've uncovered things about her through my healing that has been, you know, just profound to me. And Tiff can share too, like this last round of healing the mother wound that we held, we heal every time because you're not only healing yourself, you're healing past and future generations because you were an energy in your grandmother's womb. And so any energy she experienced, you experienced, any energy your mom experienced, you know? And so it's just really cool to see the healing in real time that, you know, like she's asking me about all these kinds of things that I never thought we'd have conversations about. And, you know, someone, I think the other day was like, you guys should, she should join Healing the Mother Wound and like do it with you. And I was like, that'd be really cool. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Very like, vulnerable place to be.
But Tiff, I don't know if you want to share any of like your last experiences. This
yeah,
round.
I feel like I'm still going through it. So like Victoria mentioned, each round has been very different and profound for us. Like I think when we first started, we didn't realize we were going to heal so much. And mm-hmm. so afterwards we were like, oh crap, like that, all this stuff came up for me. And we were able to not only hold space for these women, but they also held space for us. And so this last round, I think, you know, it was a lot. And right afterwards, we went into Mercury retrograde, we went into this eclipse. Now we got a new moon, we had a full moon. I have been a basket case, but what I will say is that a lot of things have come up that I need to heal. Mm-hmm. And this time, this round for me, I realized that I was holding a lot of the control that my mom didn't have while she was birthing me because it was so like fast and just, you know, I was breech, I was coming feet first, she had to have an emergency C-section, my dad can be there. It was all this stuff that I realized in the moment during the session of healing the mother wound that I carried into this lifetime, and I am a control freak when it comes to certain situations, right? Especially relationships, work, like I just have to have that control. Whereas I teach my participants, you need to just flow. And I thought I was doing a great job about it. And I do, but in certain situations, it's like this wall comes up and then these claws come out and I'm like, I gotta hold on. I gotta have all the control. And so I've been working through that for the last, feels like 4 weeks. And I feel like I just got to a place this week where it was like, okay, Tiffany, take the control. You take the control back, but also release it at the same time. So in Jamaica, Carrie, when I go in a few days, I will be doing a lot of meditating. I will be doing a lot of like soul searching because I know that I need to heal so that I can continue to be the best mom I can be for my kids and the best, you know, friend that I can be for my friends, best partner I can be for my partner, and just, you know, trying to truly just flow for real. So yeah.
Well, I love that you shared that. So earlier, Tiffany and I were waiting for Victoria and we're talking about mom time, like being able to get some mom time. So Tiffany's going to Jamaica. I'm actually going to be in Georgia. So Victoria, are you in Georgia also?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So
let me know when you're here. If baby's not here yet, we can meet up.
So I'll be going to a retreat in Georgia in like 2 weeks here. So I thought, how serendipitous. But you know, making that space is so hard for moms, right? Like we shoulder so much responsibility and this idea that like, we have to do it all. And I love that you are creating a container where women can take all those responsibilities off, all the hats they wear, right? So whether you're, you know, cooking or you're cleaning or you're driving your kids somewhere or you're participating in sporting events or what, all those things that we do for other people, take all that off and show up for yourself. Like that's so important for mothers. And I think just women in general, like you were saying earlier, we need that community, But being able to do that, and then not only, you know, for others, but for yourselves as well. Like, I guarantee you, there is not one practitioner or healer that does not go through this journey with you. Like, just because they're ushering and chaperoning the way for you doesn't mean they're not in the nitty gritty, in the dirt with you, because I guarantee you they are.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. It was funny. And during our last retreat in Sedona, all of the women were healers and we didn't realize that. And it was so profound how we all were in these weird spaces that we needed to heal. And at the end, we just all like shed tears. And I think we were able to like walk away from that as healers and like go back to our own homes and to our own, you know, studios and really give something more to the people that, you know, seek us out for help. But it, you're right, Carrie, like it's a journey. It's never ending. And we don't ever want you all to think that we're the professionals, right? Like we're on this journey too. We just have kind of tapped into our gifts and we're navigating through those, that energy, and we know how to use it in a different way, but it's rough sometimes for sure.
And I think we're real about that, right? Like Tip, you were just on stories the other day sharing what you're going through. And I think, you know, if we can do that and show you that it's okay for you to do the same, that you're not alone, you know, like, then to me, that's like, you know, check, job well done. Like, of course we want to help you find lasting joy and empowerment and all those like big things. But if we can just give you like the okay that for today, like you can take off all those burdens when you're here with us, or when you listen to one of our meditations or whatever it is, you know, that to me is really important, because we always say you can't fill from an empty cup. And, you know, I, as a first time mom, started to feel like it was selfish, right? Like it was like, well, I can't leave my baby. And, you know, what are people going to say? And I took a retreat, a 5-day retreat last year. And, you know, I was like, you know what, it's gonna be good bonding time with him and my husband. Like they need that time too. And so now it's something that I incorporated. Tiffany does too. Every single year I said, I'm going to go off at some point and have some me time and go to a retreat. And we host retreats now here in the North Georgia Mountains. And we did one in Sedona. And it's just so important, whether it's a couple of days, a week, whatever you feel comfortable with, like it's a necessity, you know, it's not a negotiable. And I think we always just want to give you all the tools that have worked for us so that you can pick and choose, right? Because momhood's not one size fits all. So,
absolutely.
You know, we're never going to be like, oh my gosh, you have to use the Akashic Records or you have to use Reiki. Like we're going to say, hey, today, maybe we're going to go walk in nature and that's what we need. Or, hey, we're going to go journal, or we are going to go do that self-care thing where you take a bubble bath, you know? And I think we're just here to remind you that like there's an arsenal of tools at your disposal and you get to choose every single day what you use based on what you need, because it's not going to be the same for each person and that's totally okay. And it doesn't have to look the same for everyone, right? So I think that's what we like to just show people. Like Tiffany said, we're not gurus. Like we don't have all the answers, you know, we just know what we can share and we're here to hold that space for you so that you can figure out what works for you. But you are the one that knows, like that's all up to you.
It, you know, it reminds me of like what we were talking about with the kids, how we're just by doing this ourselves, by meditating and doing Reiki on ourselves or, you know, doing daily affirmations, and your kids see this and they're like, oh, it's okay for me to do this. Like, this is normal. You're doing the same thing for other women, right? Like you're showing up as authentically as you can be in the moment and doing what feels good for you and giving permission to other women to do the same, saying like, maybe this wasn't considered traditional when you were growing up and that's okay, but I'm here to show you that it's safe and it's something that you can do to, you know, help you along your journey and make you feel better. And I think like right now, currently, especially in the US, mental health is a huge problem. I don't want to say problem, but it's something that a lot of people are experiencing and navigating through. And so to be able to give anybody a tool to help with their mental health state, whether it's walking in nature or, you know, taking a bubble bath, like you said, Victoria, these are tools that you have at your disposal. And like, we think, oh, that's so silly, like taking a bath, like taking a shower and rinsing my energy, cleansing my energy. Oh, so woo-woo. But why would you not try it? If it's so simple, why wouldn't you do it? If there's a possibility that you can come out of that shower feeling better, who cares if it's woo-woo? Who cares if, you know, and you're holding a crystal to your third eye? Who cares? Like, we're so... I get so like jazzed up about it. Cause you know, like we're so like Eeyore, right? That Eeyore mentality, like where we're like, oh, woe is me. But yet we don't want to do anything about it for fear of being silly. And well, right. Isn't it silly to just like be Eeyore all the time?
But you know, when I talk to people, I'm like, you know, it's only a small percentage of us who can truly look in the mirror and say, okay, this is where I need to improve. Because naturally, I think in our society, it's easy to just point a finger at someone else and blame Absolutely. Them for everything. And I think, you know, true breakthrough is when you can kind of, you know, look at yourself and do the healing that you need to do. And then that's when you truly tap into the power that's already there. You know what I mean? It comes through the healing and the mirror work and the shadow work and just like accepting that I can be a little screwed up sometimes and that is okay. Right. But like, how do I move forward? And then you get out of that whole Eeyore thing. Like I hated being Eeyore. Like my cup is usually like flowing over, but there were times in my life where I'm like, it is you and you did this. And then I got tired of hearing my own self blame other people. And I think pretty early on, I want to say I was probably like 18, 19. And that is like, that never happens. And I was like, I got into it with my roommates or something. And my dad was like, well, Tiff, it seems like the common denominator is you. And after he said that, it took like a week for me to really self-reflect. And I can do that now. Like I can easily be like, you know what? I was projecting that on you. That was me. It's not you. Like, let me work on this. But, you know, that takes practice. Mm-hmm. But it makes you feel so much better and liberated to like accept the shit that you can actually like get rid of on your own and not blame someone else for it. Oh, sorry, my dog.
Oh, you're fine. Well, and it's taking your power back also, right? Like it's saying, I'm actually the one that can control this. Like, yeah, I feel like crap. And granted, there are some things you can't control, but there are things you can do to make yourself feel better and to really help catapult you out of, you know, it's also like just going back to that issue, the episode that I had last week with the anxiety is like, I was able to say, okay, this is not the best time for me to be trying to make this transaction because my mental health is not in the best state. I can't continue with this. I was able to leave and sit in my car and like let myself process and think through it on the way home. I got into my driveway and I sat there because I was like, I still need more time. Right. And when you know, instead of like rushing home and like pretending like nothing ever happened and be like, oh, I just didn't get the phone or, you know, I told my husband, I was like, look, I had a panic attack at the store. And, you know, I'm very, very thankful that my husband is open to, you know, understanding that my mental health is not always the best. And sometimes I need a little extra support. So I can come to him and say, I need a little support today. Like I'm not in the best space mentally. And I'm going to be a little Eeyore right now, but I need you to just bear with me and let me, you know, do my stuff. So having support also is huge and making sure you're surrounded by the right people really helps when you're going through this awakening process and like trying to navigate through it. So I love this idea also that you're creating containers and space to be with like-minded people to help support you. Cause it can feel very isolating when you're just starting to go through an awakening.
Absolutely. And I think it's important, Carrie, to mention, you know, that you were like, I needed more time to process, because I think as moms, we, okay, fine. You take your 10 minutes to cry in the shower or whatever. And then you put that brave face back on and you're like, nope, everything's fine. Like I didn't go through anything, but I think that the breakthrough is right past that, right? Like you don't know, you know, how far and how capable you really are, unless you let yourself. And I get that that's scary, right? Like you don't ever, you know, want to jump off the cliff without a parachute and be like, oh shit, I'm about to completely, you know, wipe out. But I have found personally that you tend to not to, that there's like, there's like a release that happens that is so beautiful if you really let yourself go there. And like you said, it's really important to have the community to help you through it so you don't stay stuck in that shadow work or stuck in that dark place. But that was like the other day, I felt this ickiness in my body, and tuning into my body has been one of my favorite tools that, you know, over this last year, because our body's constantly talking to us. It's constantly telling us what it needs and what's going on. And we just have to listen. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to put some music on. I'm just going to like dance around, shake it out, like just get the energy moving. And so I only had like maybe one song on, and I was kind of like, okay, I have stuff to do. Like I need to be done with this. And something in my head said, no, keep going. Mm-hmm. And so I danced for another song. And before I knew it, I was like sobbing on the floor for like 15 minutes because something needed to just come up and out. And, you know, I came back downstairs. My husband was like, are you okay? Like, do you need anything? And I was like, no, I just needed to get it out. But I had to give myself that space, right? Because if I'd only taken the 5 minutes and gone back downstairs, I most likely would have probably yelled at him or yelled at my son, or like it wouldn't have come up and out in a very healthy way. And I was glad that I listened and I stayed in the uncomfortableness a little bit to push it forward. So I just wanted to say that, like, I think that's amazing that you're self-aware enough to know I need more time. I need more space. And I think that that's really important for moms to know that your mental health is that important. Mm-hmm. That thing that you think you have to go do can wait so that you can get in a better state and feel okay moving forward.
And I also think it's a beautiful opportunity to show up and show your children as well that it's okay to feel emotion. It's okay to not always feel happy, go lucky, and perfect rainbow sunshine, right? It's okay to come home and say, you know, this happened to me and it's okay. I'm okay now. I was able to process through it. I gave myself space and I'm so thankful because now I can show up more presently with you and, you know, be able to have a firmer relationship with my children. Again, I've got three young daughters, all very emotional in their very own unique ways. But my eldest is like looking into a mirror most of the time. And so it's so important for me to be able to say, this is what happened. And that's okay. It's okay. Like, I'm okay to have these big feelings and I'm okay to express them in front of people. I don't need to shut down and shy away. And I think that's something historically that we've grown up with, particularly our generation, where it's like, no, you can't feel those emotions and you have to shut it down. And that's really scary to think about, is that, you know, you have all of these individuals that are navigating that are not expressing themselves fully until, like you say, your cup just kind of bubbles over and explodes. And then you're expressing yourself in unhealthy ways.
Exactly. Sebastian knows my oldest. He's like, mommy crying. Cause I'll just cry in front of, you know, like I'm also super hormonal right now, obviously being pregnant, but I'm like, yes, I'm like, mommy's upset right now, but it's okay. You know, and he'll give me a hug and I say, thank you. That makes me feel better. You know, let's go outside. That's going to help mommy feel better or whatever it is. But yeah, he'll come around the house and he's like, mommy's crying. I'm like, yes, yes, I am.
It happens. Okay. Yeah. My daughters like to tell me, mommy, do you need to go meditate? Should we go meditate for a little bit? Like, yes, maybe we should. So are there, you know, for any women who are listening, if you are going through your own spiritual awakening or maybe, you know, feeling, we talk about spiritual awakening quite a bit on the show. So hopefully you know what that is. But or if you're feeling like maybe your cup is empty, like what are some ways that you ladies recommend to help other women fill their cup outside of, you know, building community, surrounding yourself with, you know, like-minded individuals, like we talked about earlier? What other things do you recommend?
So we always say, you know, find what works for you. And so community is so important. I remember when I was going through my spiritual awakening when Logan was little, I didn't have this community and I asked for this community. So now that I have it, it's like, thank you, universe, right? But we're readily available, but then there's sometimes when you're going to have that breakdown in your car or in your house. And so what can you do? And I think Victoria and I, we offer a lot of cool options, everything from breath work to, you know, having a session where are booking, you know, a one-on-one with us to do Akashic or Reiki. But if you're just at home and you need that moment, breath work is the first thing that I do. Just taking notice of my breath, because we don't take notice of the one thing that's keeping us alive. So, you know, it's like taking that moment to really feel the breath. I like to take my breath to parts of my body that feel, you know, uncomfortable. And so I'm being very aware and kind of listening to my inner voice to be like, okay, this is what, you know, you don't realize your shoulder is like tense unless you take the moment to breathe. Mm-hmm. Right. And so for me, I like to take the breath there. But for me also, I love to meditate. It's something that I am just drawn to. And I know that's not for everyone, but you know, if it's something you're interested in, there's amazing guided meditations that you can just Google. And then Victoria and I also, we offer some as well. And so for me, it's meditating, it's catching that breath. And then I do go to my Reiki master once a month, and we do intuitive counseling and we do Reiki work, because I need it too as a healer, just to make sure I'm not holding on to anything that I don't want to give back into the world that's not mine. But I think the first thing to do is just like tapping into the breath. You know, maybe it is taking a spiritual bath, maybe it is, you know, journaling, maybe it's taking that walk outside. You truly find the time for yourself, whatever that may be. And it can look any type of way, but I think it's just beautiful to remember that you have to tap into yourself so that you won't pour from that empty cup.
Exactly. I love journaling. And in the breath, like, I think just stopping to breathe and check in, because when you hold your breath, you're holding on to thoughts in the mind. And so it can be as simple as deep belly inhale, deep exhale. You know, thankfully here in Georgia, we have pretty good weather. So I like to walk outside barefoot a lot. You know, if I'm having a moment, I'll just go sit outside and, like, you know, breathe for a little bit, look up at the sky. But I think for me, it's about clearing the energy, right? So whatever that is, if it's just brain dumping in a journal so that those racing thoughts have somewhere to go and they can leave your body. You know, I think I teach all of my participants to clear their energy before bed. So you're literally not sleeping in the yuckiness of the day or whatever happened to you that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have an energy clearing meditation we can share with you guys that, it's just made a world of difference to be able to, like, wake up in fresh energy every day. And I think, you know, the same can be said for any of the practices, you know, whatever it is, you're bringing yourself into a new state of alignment, right? You're taking a second to say, ooh, okay, I've got to move out of whatever I'm going through. So taking the time is important. You know, even when I was a new mom with a screaming infant, you know, you can place the infant safely in the crib, walk in the other room and take a couple of deep breaths. Like, it's okay. That doesn't make you a bad mom. Even with a screaming toddler, I do that where I'm like, mommy needs a second. Yeah. And, you know, he's in a safe space. And then I just go take the time that I need to move through it. And that's important so that we're not reacting. Of course, there are days I still react. Like we said, we're not all perfect. It's totally fine. But when I can catch myself and take that second, it makes a difference. And then again, I can explain to my, you know, he doesn't necessarily understand just yet, but I still try to say, hey, mommy needed X, Y, and Z because I was feeling this. How do you feel right now? You know, can we do something together that's going to make you happy if you don't feel happy, or help you through whatever? You know, so that leading by example, again, is happens naturally when you're trying to take care of yourself in some of those situations.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what I'm hearing from both of you, right? These tools that you're sharing, these experiences, it's becoming present, right? With yourself, like being present in the moment, not living in the past with your thoughts, not worrying about the future with your thoughts. It's like really feeling what is it right now that your body needs, your energetic body, your physical body, your mental body, you know, what do you need to help move forward in a more peaceful way, I think. And I just want to share. So I saw Mark was watching with us. So hello, Mark. Thank you for joining earlier. And Kathleen is watching with us. So if you guys have any questions, hello, Kathleen. If you guys have any questions, definitely feel free to shout them out in the comments there, and we'll share live here with us. But we're actually, like I always say this, we're actually coming up towards the end of the hour. So is there anything else you guys want to share related, you know? And I also, sorry, now my brain is going all over the place. I want to share that, like, these things that we're talking about are not strictly for mothers, right? They can be for both men and women. They can be whether you have children or not, wherever you are in your life, they can be for children, right? Like, these things that we're talking about, it's not exclusive to mothers. It's something that anybody can do. And that, you know, the beautiful part is accessible to you. Like, you don't need to buy a whole lot of, you know, stuff, right? You can breathe on your own, and you can journal on your own and meditate. These are things you can do for, you know, like Tiffany was saying earlier about just Google YouTube videos on breath work, or these are things that you can start learning on your own and exploring. So.
Absolutely. You know, I think I just wanted to share a little bit more about our Healing the Mother Wound container, because I feel like we talked about it, but didn't really say like what we do in it. And we like to tell our, you know, anyone that comes to us, exactly as you said, Kayla, you don't have to be a mom to have a mother wound. As women, you are birthing things constantly. It's a project. It's a, you know, a creative endeavor. Maybe it's not an actual baby, but, you know, you have a dog or whatever it is, like you're taking care of others. Mm-hmm. And the same can be said for any males listening as well. Like, you have a nurturing presence, you take care of things as well. And so we come together in Sacred Circle for 4 weeks to work through the lower chakras. So we start at the root and work our way up to the heart. And each week focuses on something different. So like, we connect with our ancestors in the root chakra and have our healed ancestors come with us on this journey. And it's always amazing to us, you know, you only maybe have a few healed ancestors, and that's okay. You may heal more so that when you come and do the journey again with us, you have more that step forward, but they have the right energy to help move you forward. Whereas, we love the unhealed ones, but they're just not ready yet to be helpful. And then the sacral chakra week, we go into our birth stories, like Tiffany said, and really uncover maybe stuff that's been, you know, with us that we didn't realize from our birth or our mother's births. We have a burn ceremony the next week. It's always just fun to light shit on fire. But it also is very releasing. And then in the fourth week with the heart chakra, I teach everyone how to open their Akashic records so that they have that as a tool to use moving forward. And it's probably my favorite container that we do. And we have a kind of like a second round that's healing the sacred feminine that takes them through the upper chakras. But it's really amazing to see. We've had women come back and do it a second time with us and have done something different. We learn something different every single time. So, you know, I think if you want like a more constructive container like that, it's beautiful. And if not, we have our Spirit Mamas community that is more just not really go with the flow, but I would say we have a couple touch points a month to get everyone together and then have an amazing like high vibe group chat. That just helps pump you up right on the days when maybe you feel alone or you have a question that you're not sure of. And we have women as part of that community as well that aren't moms. And we are gifting all of the listeners a free month trial of the membership.
Yay, so if you guys want to join us,
we would love that. We love making new friends. I don't know, anything else, Tiff? I feel like it's just important to let everyone know they're not alone. You know,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
We're just so grateful to you, Carrie, for what you're doing. Like,
thank you.
You know, we need more of us out there. So thank you for doing the work that you do too.
Thank you. I can like feel the love. And I think this is what we're talking about with that energy container. Like, when you surround yourself with the right women who uplift each other and hold space to let you process whatever it is that you need to process, like, the energy, and I can feel it, like my body, I can feel it flowing through my body. The energy that you ladies bring is so beautiful. And I think, like you're saying, we need more of that in the world. We need to be able to give women a safe space to be whatever they need to be in the moment, instead of trying to fit in these little boxes and saying, oh, well, you can only cry this way for this long. And no, like, let's be ugly criers. It's okay. I am an ugly crier. It is not pretty. But it's so cleansing, right? Like, it's necessary part of life. And to pretend like it doesn't exist and to try to sweep it under the rug and minimize these emotions, these big emotions that we have, is so silly, because every single one of us has them and we all go through it. And so to be able to normalize that and give women a container, a safe container, to allow them to show up however they need to show up, like, that's such a beautiful thing.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you so much, Carrie, for saying all of that. That, like, gave me chills.
Oh, yay. And Kathleen says, so Kathleen's chatting with us here, and she says she's so glad she stumbled upon the live, and this is great. She'll definitely be turning on her notifications. Awesome. And you're not alone is such an important message, which I think you ladies are sharing, you know, just showing up as yourselves, right? And saying, this is who I am authentically. So if this is who you are too, that's okay. Beautiful.
Yeah. If you ever check out our Instagram, Tiffany and I are always dancing, making a fool of ourselves. Like, I think once we started to tap into that and realize, like, when we showed who we really are, like, that's what resonated with people. It's not this, I don't know, label of like, oh, I'm an energy healer, or I'm a mama, or I'm a businesswoman, or whatever. It's like, no, I'm a human being having a human experience. And, or no, what do you always say, Tiff, that you're a soul having a human experience?
Yeah, I'm like, we're all just souls just having a human experience, all on different journeys to the same place, which is the truth.
So, yeah. Yes, so beautiful. Well, ladies, we're coming up here on the hour. We'll definitely share in the show notes, but if you want to share where people can reach you and find you, and like on Instagram, or if you have a website, if you want to share that as well, and we'll share all that in the show notes too, for anybody who's didn't quite catch the live.
Okay. So yes. So funny. Okay. So you can find us at our website at www.spiritmamas.com. You can find us on Instagram at spirit.mamas. At spirit.mamas. And like Victoria said, we have such a good time just, you know, being ourselves. I think we posted a reel today and we're like doing something crazy or fun. and that's just who we are. So yes, you can find us there. We have some amazing things coming up. Like Victoria said, we have another round of healing the mother wound that will be later on this year in the fall. And then we have a spiritual renewal retreat in the North Georgia mountains. That is in October, I think the last weekend in October, or the second to the last weekend in October. But a lot of cool things coming. We have oracle cards that will be, we curated from spirit and universe and source, and they are beautiful and they represent all amazing women of all shades and colors. And that will be available in June. So yeah, check us out. We have a lot going on.
I'm excited for that one. I have a whole drawer here full of oracle cards. So you had me at oracle cards. That's amazing. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for joining me today. This was such a beautiful conversation. And I'm so thankful that we kind of found this shared space where we're bringing motherhood and the woo-woo together, because I think as women, that's who we are naturally, right? We're a little mom, little spirit. I think we can be both, right? I think we can navigate both and be fluid in who we are and just kind of figure it out too. Like, it's like you were saying earlier, Victoria, second by second, minute by minute, we're just kind of trying to figure it out. So thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have an awesome day.
Thank you so much, Carrie. This was so much fun. Bye, listeners. We love you guys.
Thank you.